Theater is on the air.
Yes, sir, I was on the radio. Come on, partner, saddle up and go. Get ready for the cowboy show. You're a lady, old lady, yeah. We've been working since the break of day. We've been doing it the cowboy way. Now it's time to play. We're gonna ride and rope and wrangle the tune. We're gonna hoot and holler at the moon.
Yes, partners, it's time to saddle up and ride the airwaves once again with America's favorite cowboys, riders in the sky. Too Slim, the man of many hats, Woody Paul, the king of the cowboy fiddlers, and Ranger Doug, the idol of American youth. This is Texas Big Spender inviting you to join Riders in the Sky for a thrilling program of high yodeling adventure.
We're gonna ride and rope and wrangle a tune. We're gonna hoot and holler and howl at the moon. Oh, oh, oh. Every buckaroo and buckaroo, there's a place around the fire for you with Riders in the Sky. So come on and let's ride.
Yeah, and now here are Riders in the Sky.
Texas.
Thank you, Texas Bix Bender, the voice that sold a million baby chicks over Mortar Radio. And thank you, buckaroos and buckarettes, and a mighty fine and a great big western howdy to you, too. I'm Ranger Doug, idol of American youth, saying welcome once again to Riders Radio Theater. And before we go any further in this, the 1,847th performance in our long and semi-illustrious career, I'd like to take a moment to introduce Riders in the Sky to you. To my left, that's your right, as you gaze into your Philco this evening, is the young gentleman who plays the string bass in our ranch. He sings the melody in our trio, and he rides Dragon the Roundup. He's Mike Tyson's next opponent. He's Too Slim.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. You bet. Thank you. Here's a prediction. Mike will go the distance.
And to my right, that's your left. Just past the glowing red or green dot in the center of your radio dial stands His Royal Majesty, Woody Paul, King of the Cowboy Fiddlers.
Thank you, friends. Thank you so very, very much. God bless each and every one of you. I love you so very, very much. And I'm truly humbled by that warm and generous applause, but kindly save your strength, because here stands a man above all the rest. More than equal to every test. He's a man of gumption, grit, and truth, and known to millions as the idol of American youth, Ranger Doug.
Yeah.
Thank you, Slim.
Yes.
Let's get this episode of Riders Radio Theater underway and ride an old tape.
1, 2, 3, 2, 2, 3.
I ride an old paint, I lead old Dan. I'm gone to Montana for to throw the hula hand. They feed in the gulch, they water in the draw. Their tails are all matted, their backs are all raw. Ride around, little dogies, ride around them slow. They're fiery and snuffy and raring to go. Son. His son went to Denver, but his daughter went wrong. His wife got killed in a pool room fight. Still he keeps singing from morning till night. Ride around, little dogies, ride around them slow. They're fiery and snuffy and raring to go. Take my saddle from the wall, put it on my pony and lead him from his stall. Tie my bones to his back, turn his head to the west. Let me ride forever on the plains I love best. Ride around, little dogies, ride around them slow. They're fiery and snuffy and raring to go. Ride around, little dogies, ride around them slow. They're fiery and snuffy and raring to go.
Riders Radio Theater returns right after this message from our friends at Studebaker.
Well, there she is, Garvin. Garvin Sr., I mean. There she is, California.
Yep, we finally made it, Mama. All of us, our whole family, thanks to our Studebaker, Conestoga.
Yeah, and after miles of trackless desert and towering mountains, too.
Tornadoes and rock slides.
And thunderstorms and snake bites.
Athlete's foot and famine.
Black flies and gingivitis.
Runny nose and scratchy throat.
Flaky dandruff and ring around the collar.
Chigger bites, the heartbreak of psoriasis. At times, I could see the headline, Pioneer Family Nearly Itches to Death.
Yeah, I've been reading about that happening in the National Enquirer.
Don't surprise me, Mama.
Hey, remember when little Garvin Jr. throwed up in your tackle box?
Yeah, I never thought I'd laugh about that, but say, here we are. California, thanks to our Studebaker, Conestoga.
Yeah.
Say, Mama, what do you say after the dog does the dishes tonight? We send Garvin Jr. and little Ida Bell out to pick buckleberries. You and me will pooch up in the back seat of the Conestoga.
You mean just like we used to back in Knoxville?
Sit down, Mama. You'll never see Knoxville again.
Yeah, thanks to our Studebaker.
Studebaker is the one to get you to the coast. Going over land, to lend a hand. Of all the wagons, they're the toast. Studebaker, Mormon's juice. And Quakers love the one when they're needing a wagon. Studebaker. Today, Studebaker,
four wheels and a tongue will get you all the way to California. Dealerships available. And now here again are Riders in the Sky.
Thank you, Texas. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. Well, now we get to a very special part of our show, and I'm glad that...
Oh, no, Ranger Doug. Before we're going, I gotta go fix my fiddle. I broke a string.
Oh, no.
Well, that's the perils of live radio, I suppose. Okay, Woody, hurry back. Well, let's see here. Slim,
Yeah, Ranger Doug?
Do I understand correctly from this format here that you've booked another guest on this week's show?
Well, I sure have, Ranger Doug, and it's a real coup, too. But don't worry, I didn't have to fool this guy with my Ed Sullivan impression. He called me.
Oh, great. Well, let's get him out here and...
Okay.
No, perhaps you'd better tell us about him first.
Well, Ranger Doug, as you know, there's been a lot of Elvis sightings lately and...
Slim.
And you know his death certificate disappeared.
Slim,
and
wait.
His life insurance was never claimed.
Just a minute here, Slim. Are you trying to tell me you booked an Elvis impersonator on Riders Radio Theater?
No, Ranger Doug.
Good.
I booked Elvis himself.
What?
Yes, I found him, Ranger Doug. Well, he found me. He called me last week from Big Flight, South Dakota. They've had a lot of Elvis sightings out there.
So I've heard.
He says he's ready to come back, and he wants to do it on Riders Radio Theater. This is the big time, Ranger Doug.
I don't know about this, Slim.
Trust me, Ranger Doug. I'm a big Elvis fan. I know what I'm doing.
Right, of course you do. Well, let's bring him out and see what we see.
Okay, great. Okay, saddle pals. Hold on to your hats, because here he is, the king of rock and roll, Elvis Presley! Wow! Elvis!
Hi, everybody.
Elvis! Wow!
Hi, everybody. How y'all doing today?
Elvis!
I'd sure like to do a song for you now, my new album.
excuse me, Mr. Presley.
Sir?
I don't mean to be rude, but you'll have to forgive me. You don't look anything like I remember you. I mean, you're thin and your face is totally different.
Well, that's real easy to explain. See, I had to have a plastic surgery to disguise myself.
Boy, they sure did a number on your ears there, E.
Yeah, but, boy, I tell you what, I can sure hear a lot better out of them now.
And another thing, you don't sound at all like Elvis used to.
Well, I'd be a pretty poor disguise if I sounded like him now, wouldn't I? I wouldn't fool nobody.
Well, what?
Yeah.
Maybe you can tell me the reason behind this elaborate ruse.
Sir?
Why the disguise? Why the plastic surgery? Why fake your death?
But, tell you the truth, bud, I needed a break. I always wanted to work on world peace and do some undercover narc work, you know, that sort of stuff. Well, now, that's all behind me now, and I'm ready to get on with my career, if you know what I mean. I'd like to do a song for you now, my new album.
Before you sing, E, can I call you E?
No, sir?
I know that's what the Memphis Mafia called it. Listen, before you sing, how about something to eat? We've got your favorite here.
Well, all right. I'm a bit tickler about what I eat, though.
Great. Everything I've ever read about you says you love fried banana and peanut butter sandwiches on white bread. Here's a whole tray of them. I made it myself.
Huh? No, I don't believe I'd eat that. No.
Well, I guess your tastes change as you get older.
I guess that's what it is. All right. Now here's my new song. It's called...
Elvis, before you do a new song, do one of the oldies for us. My favorite is I Can't Help Falling in Love with You. It just tears me up. Folks, do you want to hear one of the old tunes? Here. Yeah. Come on, Elvis. It's in the key of C. Come on, let's TCB.
let's see. Yeah, it's a great song. All right, let's see. Well, it's been a long time. Let's see. How does it start out?
It starts.
Wise men say.
Oh, wise
men say.
Right.
Only fools rush in.
Only fools rush in. Boy, I tell you what, it's been a long time, boys.
I guess it has. Well,
yep.
I guess you'll remember some of the great movie dances you did. You know, I saw all your great movies. My favorite was Blue Hawaii when you did the clam.
That's a good movie, all right.
Would you do the clam for us here? I remember the words.
I'm sorry.
I'll sing and you dance.
I bet I forgot the words to it too.
Do the clam. Grab your barefoot baby by the hand. Turn and tease. Hug and...
I'll tell you the truth.
You're not dancing.
Well, I'm having a little trouble finding the beat, that's all.
You're not dancing. See, it's a clam.
Hold on, right here, Slim. Stop it. Excuse me, Mr. Presley. Slim, stop.
Yes.
Think about it, Slim.
Yeah?
Slim.
Yeah?
He doesn't sound like Elvis. He doesn't look like Elvis. He doesn't like fried banana and peanut butter sandwiches. He doesn't know the words to any Elvis songs.
And he can't do the clam. You're not Elvis.
I'm not?
Who are you?
Sir?
Who are you?
Well, all right. I'm not Elvis. I'm Drywall Paul, country recording artist.
I thought as much.
Why did you do this?
Well, last week I took your agent my new record, and after I played it for him, he told me to come on your show as Elvis Presley.
Our agent told you to come on this show as Elvis Presley?
No, not exactly like that. That's not exactly what he said, but...
Well, what exactly did he say then?
Well, he told me the only way I'd ever get on the show was if I was the reincarnation of Elvis Presley. So I thought, well, heck, if that's what it takes, you know, here I am. But hey, listen, as long as I'm here, why don't you let me sing my new song for you?
Oh, okay.
I'll tell you, it's a hit, I swear it is. It's on the Skill Saw label, and it's called A Remodel Home, Remodel Heart. Let me borrow your guitar,
we'd love to hear it, Drywall, really, but we're out of time for this portion of the show, right, Texas Bix?
Yes, that's all the time we have for this portion of the show, Ranger Doug.
Well, there you have it. Sorry, it's so late.
Right? We're on a tight schedule, Drywall.
Well, I understand. I'll tell you what, I can come back next week. Maybe I can come back as Buddy Holly.
Wow, I love Buddy Holly.
Talk to our agent. Bye now. So long. Ladies and gentlemen, Drywall Paul, country recording artist. Now, Slim.
Yeah. Just think of it, Buddy Holly.
Never mind, Slim. Slim. Woody got his fiddle fixed.
Wow.
Fellas?
Did I miss anything, fellas?
No.
No.
Let's do the great Bob Nolan classic, Song of the Bandit.
Long, long ago in old Wyoming lived a maid, fair as the sweetest flower blooming in the shade. She loved a bandit bold who roamed the prairie o'er, and every night she'd listen for his call. Then far to the west his voice come ringing, riding a wild horse he come singing, Heely-oly-a-pie-oly-ay.
Heely-oly-a-pie-oly-a-pie-oly-ay. He brings a token to his love. Swift as the wind he goes, for high in the hills he knows she's waiting for his heely-oly-a-pie-oly-ay. Heely-oly-a-pie-oly-ay.
One day he rode away and never to return. Danger was waiting, now his love must ever yearn. Long days and lonely nights she waited all in vain, till winter passed and summer came again. Till every night when the moon comes shining, for his song her heart went pining. Helioleopiolea,
Helioleopiolea, he brings a token to his love. Swift as the wind he goes, for high in the hills he knows she's waiting for his Helioleopiolea, Helioleopiolea.
One night an angel brought a message from her love, told her he waited in the starlit skies above. Softly she closed her eyes and bade the angel go, and then the whole world echoed to his song. And straight down a moonbeam he come riding, out of the sky on a winged horse gliding. Helioleopiolea,
Helioleopiolea, he brings a token to his love. Swift as the wind he goes, far high in the hills he knows she's waiting for his Helioleopiolea, 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 Iolea.
You're listening to the Writers Radio Theater Network, which is taped live in the Tennessee Performing Arts Center in Nashville, Tennessee. And now, Writers Radio Theater presents the ongoing saga of the Cowboy Way. Tonight, Episode 8 of the exciting melodrama, Meltdown on the Mesa. As faithful listeners will no doubt recall, Riders in the Sky have weathered a veritable storm of disasters all in one long day. Now, after numerous hairbreadth escapes, they're relaxing around a warm campfire as Ranger Doug relates how he became a ranger.
And so it began many, many years ago.
Back when you were just Deputy Doug.
Yes, he was just Deputy Doug. But he was determined to better himself. And with that in mind, he enrolled in a correspondence course to be a ranger. The future Ranger Doug worked and studied diligently, and in no time at all, he'd passed his final written exams with flying colors.
Gosh, does that mean you're a ranger now, Deputy Doug?
I have one more test to pass. I must go alone on a quest to become to find the perfect Master Ranger.
And so it was that Deputy Doug, astride his impetuous pony Beetlebomb, set out for the great dismal swamp of East Texas. Once there, catastrophe strikes. Beetlebomb blunders into quicksand. Within seconds, horse and rider have sunk to their chins in a suffocating morass of death.
Come on, Beetlebomb! We gotta keep trying! Oh, it's up to our nostrils! Is this the end? Have I failed in my quest?
Time to find out, Deputy Doug, as we present Episode 8 of Meltdown on the Mesa, Song of the Swamp.
Take a deep breath and hold it, Beetlebomb. Maybe we can...
Excuse me. May I be of some assistance?
What? Who the... You bet you can, Shorty. Throw me a rope and do it quick.
No need for that. Be quiet while I concentrate.
It's gonna take a lot more than concentration, pal. Just stop squinting them beady little eyes and furrowing that fuzzy little brow. Why are you holding your hand out like that? Throw that rope. Can't you see I'm sinking?
Quiet, hey, I said. Quiet.
For a harrowing second, horse and rider sink from sight, and the pool of quicksand is calm. Then, amazingly... a slimy, covered deputy and his bewildered horse emerge from their murky doom and float to safety, coming to rest beside the extraordinary little creature with a fuzzy brow.
Wow! That was some trick, pal. Say, how'd you do it?
It was nothing. I simply called upon the force of the Cowboy Way.
The Cowboy Way? Then you must be the perfect Master Ranger.
You may call me Yodel. I am at your service.
Howdy, Yodel. I'm Deputy Doug.
This I know.
And this is my horse, Beetlebomb.
Excuse me?
I said this is my horse, Beetlebomb.
An unusual name for a horse.
Well, he's an unusual horse. I've come on a quest.
I seek to be a ranger.
This I know. I have seen your written scores. Very impressive.
Oh, shucks.
You were not in St. Louis when they were passing out the brains in Chickasha, Oklahoma.
Well, gee willikers,
thank you. Still, your greatest test lies ahead.
This I know.
That's my line.
This I know.
Let's stop now, okay? Don't say that anymore.
Okay.
Now you must answer for me 3 questions correctly. Then will I give to you the power of Yodo.
Okay. Shoot.
No need for that. Question number 1. Can you rope the wild wind, ride like the prairie fire, and track a fugitive across a burning desert for days on end without water?
Oh, heck yeah, I can.
This I know. Question number 2. What was the name of Smiley Burnett's horse in the old barn dance, Republic Picture 1938? No coaching, please.
I don't need no coaching for that one, Yodel. It was Ring-Eyed Nelly.
This I know. Question number 3 is an essay question. In 500 words or less, explain the cowboy way.
Oh, golly. Well, I'll tell you what it means to me, Yodel. When I get to a place in life when the road forks and yes. I don't know which way to go.
Yes.
Or when I'm caught between the Scylla and Charybdis of a difficult
Excuse
choice.
Me?
The more... A rock and a hard place.
Oh. This I know. I was just checking. I'm glad I said 500 words or less. Continue, please.
So, when I have a tough decision like that to make, I simply ask myself, what would Gene or Tex or Roy do? And what they do is the cowboy way.
Congratulations. Here is your ranger badge. Pin it on, because from this day forward, Deputy Doug is no more. Long live Ranger Doug!
Thanks, Yodel. I've waited a long time for this moment.
Believe me, so have we.
We all have, Yodel. And speaking of time, that's all the time we have this week for Meltdown on the Mesa. Yes, too slim.
But Texas Bix, what happens next? You can't just leave us hanging like that.
Actually, I can, too slim, and I just did.
Hey, what about me and Charlie here? Are we in this show?
Right, boss.
No, you're not, Slocum. But you'll be back next week, more weaselly than ever.
Right.
I like the sound of that.
So you won't want to miss the next exciting episode of Meltdown on the Mesa. Peel me a peach. Next week at this Theater of the Mind. And now at the Dave Classic of the West, here again are America's favorite cowboys, Riders in the Sky.
Thank you, Texas Bix. Thank you. The Saddle Pals, today's classic of the West was written by the great Smiley Burnett. It tells about a cowboy's love affair with the great American West, and it's called Riding Down the Canyon. We'd like to send it out to little Phyllis Trask, who listens to Riders Radio Theater over KTEP in El Paso, Texas.
When evening chores are over in our ranch house on the plains, and all I have to do is lay around, I saddle up my pony and go riding down the trail. Watch that evening sun go down.
Riding down the canyon to watch the sun go down, a picture that no artist e'er could paint. White-faced cattle lowing on the mountainside, I hear a coyote whining for its mate.
Cactus plants are blooming,
sagebrush everywhere.
Granite spires standing all around.
I tell you folks, it's heaven to be riding down the trail when the desert sun goes down.
Cactus plants are blooming,
sagebrush everywhere,
granite spires standing all around.
I tell you folks, it's heaven to be riding down the trail when the desert sun goes down.
Gentlemen, buckaroos and buckarettes. Time for us to pack up our saddlebags and move on down the trail. But tune in next week for another thrilling adventure of Riders Radio Theater. Speaking for Keith Slim.
Speak for me, Ranger Doug.
Speaking for Woody Paul. This is Ranger Doug, idol of American youth, saying from all of us to all of you,
so long, saddle pals.
It's been so good to see you.
Farewell, saddle pals.
We really hate to leave you. But the doggies are a-lowin', and round-up time is nigh. A prairie moon is calling from a starry western sky.
So farewell, saddle pals.
Our parting brings us sorrow.
On down the trail
we'll find a bright tomorrow. Keep those faces smiling round your home corral.
So until we meet again, goodbye, saddle pal.
For more information on Riders in the Sky, the fabulous Two Slims Mercantile, or Riders in the Sky International Fan Club, write to Riders Radio Theater, Post Office Box 277, Whites Creek, Tennessee, 37189. This has been a Mammoth Radio Pictures production in association with WPLN Productions in Nashville, Tennessee. Funding for this program was provided by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Guests of Riders Radio Theater stay in the luxury of their own home in return for this promotional announcement. This is Texas Big Spender saying see you next week at this Theater of the Mind. So long, Saddle Pals.